From Spark and Anvil and Fossil Forge, this is Guys, in Chapter 1 of the Fossil Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In the Fossil Forge courtyard, a shimmering cuttlefish, who could not resist changing color when the children watched, laid out three sleek, torpedo-shaped outlines side by side. "Three swimmers," said Guys, "smooth, pointed, fins, built like arrows for the open sea." "Now," the cuttlefish rippled through a proud little wave of colors, "which two are cousins?" The museum club kids looked. The three shapes were almost identical. "All of them?" a boy guessed. "None of them," said Guys, delighted. "This one is a shark, a fish. This one is an ichthyosaur, an ancient reptile, closer kin to a lizard than to any fish. And this one is a dolphin, a mammal, closer kin to you than to either of the others. Three different families. And yet, look at them. They wear the very same shape." The cuttlefish went still and serious. "Not because they are related, because the sea asked all three the same question, and all three, alone, gave the same answer." Guys had learned the lesson from her own changing skin. She was a cuttlefish and could turn her body the color of sand or weed or dappled light in a moment. As a young thing, she had been very proud of this and had assumed that anything wearing a matching appearance must be a relative of hers. But the sea taught her otherwise again and again. She met a flatfish that could change color too, and it was no cousin of hers at all, only another creature that had, on its own, found the same clever trick. She met a shrimp that glowed and a squid that glowed, wearing the same life for the same reason and sharing almost no family at all. She remembered the strange, humbling warmth of realizing it, that she was not special for her disguises, that the sea handed out the same good answers to whoever needed them, related or not. It had made her feel oddly less alone, as if the whole ocean were a room full of strangers who had all quietly arrived at the same kindnesses. She stopped mistaking a matching surface for a shared heart and started finding it beautiful instead. When she was older, Guys drifted her way to the Fossil Forge Academy, carrying in a jar of seawater three tiny models of the same torpedo shape. At the academy, she taught the children not to be fooled by the outside and to find it wonderful once they weren't. "When two creatures come to look alike without being close kin, we call it convergent evolution," said Guys. "The word just means arriving at the same place. A shark, an ichthyosaur, a dolphin, three families that never shared a recent grandparent, all shaped by the sea into arrows, because in the open water, an arrow shape is what lets you go fast. Same problem, same answer, arrived at separately." "But how do you tell them apart?" asked a girl, "if they look the same?" "You do what Underframe does," said Guys, with real respect. "You look at the bones. A shark's frame is a fish's frame. A dolphin's flipper has the same limb bones you have. One, then two, then wrist, then fingers. Because a dolphin is our kind of cousin, wearing a fish's coat. The outside can rhyme. The frame underneath tells you the truth of the family." The cuttlefish rippled thoughtfully. "So a matching shape is not a lie. It is a clue that two very different lives were shaped by the same hard water." She still drips the reef when she visits home, and still cannot walk past a creature wearing a familiar shape without stopping to admire it. The thing Guys hopes the children carry is that the surface is real and worth loving, but that it is not the whole truth. Two creatures can wear the very same guise for the very same good reason and be no relation at all. And knowing that keeps you from mistaking a resemblance for a bond, while letting you marvel that the world so often hands out the same answer to strangers. "Don't be fooled," she tells them, shimmering, "but don't be cold about it either. A shared shape isn't kinship. It's the sea, or the sky, or the ground, asking a lot of different families the same question. And isn't it lovely how often they agree? When the courtyard empties, Guy settles in her jar and lets her colors go quiet, feeling again the strange, soft gladness she first felt as a young cuttlefish, that she was never the only one with her tricks, and that a world full of unrelated creatures wearing the same good shapes is not a lonelier world, but a warmer one.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Guy's. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.